large dogs fill a room at the McLean County Animal Control Center. Director Marshall Thompson gives me a tour.
These are all the animals that we have. This side of the building is for the dogs that we house.
Some are strays or newborns, others are quarantined for biting or there because of a pending court case. Thompson says she wants all these dogs to find a suitable home, but that doesn't always happen. The county's health department says of the more than 600 dogs accepted into the Animal Control Center last year, nearly 170 were euthanized, and roughly 40% of those were with gas.
This is our garage area. Unloading.
Thompson takes me to another room where there's what appears to be a large steel kettle connected to a gas tank. This is the carbon monoxide chamber.
And the carbon monoxide goes into as the air exits, and the animal just quietly goes to sleep. It happens fairly quickly, you know, the euthanasia process, and it is monitored every time by our county veterinarian.
Illinois doesn't ban the chamber, but it's heavily regulated. State veterinarian Mark Ernst says a licensed veterinarian needs to be present whenever carbon monoxide is used on an animal, and only one animal can be put in the gas chamber at a time.
I think if it's done according to the guidelines that are provided through the American Veterinary Medical Association, it is an acceptable method of euthanasia.
Aside from McLean County, Ernst says he doesn't know of any other Illinois counties using a gas chamber to put animals down. A survey of every county in the state shows McLean is the last one to do it.
It is possible to use that in instances where perhaps you've got an animal that may be very difficult to handle, and to actually try to provide an injection in that animal as opposed to placing it into a chamber.
McLean County Animal Control Director Marshall Thompson says she prefers injection over gas. She says most animals euthanized there are injected with a lethal dose of an anesthetic, but adds that there are times when the chamber is the best option.
We use it for the best needs of the animal, so if an animal is highly fractious or does not care to have restraint, it is better in that aspect because the animal is less
distressed.
And then we also look at safety for our personnel.
It's a completely inhumane way of putting a dog down.
That's Valerie Wellen. Wellen heads a coalition of animal rights groups in McLean County pushing to end use of the chamber. She says there are more humane alternatives, like storing a lethal dose of anesthetic in food or water. This year, the McLean County Animal Control Center agreed to phase out the gas chamber, something Wellen admits she didn't expect to happen so quickly.
We always felt that we had the angels on our side and that they would eventually come to understand that. With many states no longer using gassing, we figured it would eventually happen in McLean County.
The National Humane Society estimates about 10 states have shelters still using the gas chamber. The McLean County Health Department says in 2011, Animal Control euthanized 78 dogs with carbon monoxide, and it is only dogs put in the chamber. That dropped to 66 last year and 15 this year, with the last one in May. Health Department Assistant Administrator Kathy Covertson-Anderson says it's ready to look beyond the chamber.
We're trying to put more animals into our adoption program, and we've certainly, our statistics show that we've been reducing our euthanasia rate by carbon monoxide at least in the last 3 years.
But before the county gets rid of the chamber, Anderson says it has to look at other ways of handling dangerous, aggressive animals. She's hoping, with help from the Humane Society, the county can buy several thousand dollars in new equipment, like a large restraint cage, an anesthetic machine with masks, and a dart gun with sedatives.
There will be more movement of an animal if you're trying to sedate them and then get them into a restraint cage. We'll have to look at how try to do that at least with the minimal amount of stress as possible.
Can you say for sure not if that method's going to be more or less stressful than the gas chamber?
No, I really can't say that.
Actually, a dart gun is never necessary in a shelter setting.
That's Inga Fricke, the Director of Shelter and Rescue Group Services for the Humane Society of the United States.
It's always the method of least resistance and least restraint. If you can give that to an aggressive animal and not have to stress that animal out any more than just, you know, eating some food, that's the perfect method.
McLean County plans to uninstall the gas chamber by early next year, but Fricke says it doesn't need to take that long. She says the Humane Society is willing to help the shelter find and pay for new equipment and training appropriate for the animals and staff. In fact, the McLean County Health Department says it's received confirmation that it's getting $3,000 from the Humane Society for certifying more staff to administer lethal injection, but that money does not cover equipment. The health department says it's going to use the next few months to make sure the transition is as seamless as possible. I'm Sean Powers.